On a cold, blustery day yesterday, the Red Sox opened their 2023 regular season. It was a sloppy and chaotic 10-9 loss to the Baltimore Orioles. But as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, the home team made it interesting, leaving fans hopeful about the coming season.
Infielder number 10, Trevor Story.
As the 23 Red Sox lined up along the first baseline before the game, anything seemed possible at Fenway Park. Despite the cold, the ski jackets, hats, and gloves, the sun was out, along with a chance to redeem last season's last place finish. Governor Maura Healey summed up the mood.
Oh, it's opening day. There's nothing better. It's a rite of passage, opening day, beautiful day. The sun is out, the crowd is great, and we're ever hopeful and excited for the Sox season.
Few people expect this version of the Red Sox to dominate. Xander Bogaerts and J.D. Martinez are both gone. Trevor Story is injured and may miss the whole season. Third baseman Rafael Devers is perhaps the Sox's only all-star, though the newly signed Masataka Yoshida was a star in Japan. Beyond them, the Sox will count on some veterans who are arguably past their prime and a band of younger players with lots to prove. Even so, Al McKim from Norwell says this team will be fun to watch.
No, I think we're underdogs, you know, based upon everything that I've read. But I feel good about it. I think we're going to have a lot of fun this year. I'm really looking forward to watching them play. We're optimistic. We know we're going to do better than last year, right?
Devers at second, Turner on at first. Dive and a miss there by Frazier. That's into the outfield. Rounding, here comes Devers. He will score.
Yoshida and Devers both hit yesterday, but overall the Sox struggled. Former Cy Young winner Corey Kluber started but couldn't find the strike zone and was gone in the fourth inning. The Sox gave up 9 walks and were in a deep hole for most of the afternoon. But down 10-4, they rallied for 3 runs in the 8th and 2 more in the 9th. But with the tying run on second, Adam Duvall struck out and the game was over. Manager Alex Cora summed up his disappointment.
Yeah, too many walks. You know, we got to be better at that. It's always disappointing, you know. You always want to win that first one. We'll try again next year.
This season, Major League Baseball is using new rules to try to speed up the game and address what's known as baseball's boredom problem. They include a pitch clock, allowing no more than 20 seconds between pitches. There are larger bases to encourage stealing and other changes to get more balls in play. Red Sox fan Al McKim says the new rules make sense.
I think it's going to force the pitchers to kind of behave a little differently too, and the batters as well. We'll see how it goes. But like I said, I think it's important to keep the game kind of with a good pace and a good tone. I think that helps, at least trying to get the tempo back to what it used to be.
But Landon Harrell, a Red Sox fan visiting from Knoxville, Tennessee, disagrees.
I think baseball is meant to be traditional. You know, they're harming the game more than they're helping the game. So
really?
I'm a traditionalist, so I love the original game of baseball, and I think that's how it should be played.
The new rules appeared to work in spring training, where games were almost a half hour shorter on average, many of them wrapping up in about 2.5 hours. Yesterday's game took 3 hours and 10 minutes, but the new rules can't do anything about bad pitching, and there was a lot of that yesterday. The Red Sox are hoping for a tighter, maybe even a shorter game when their season resumes tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.